trapped alone in a dark, scary place for long periods of time. They get disorientated, and their fears get blown out of proportion, and their minds play tricks on them, and sometimes they start doing self-destructive things, and sometimes they just simply give up. So the rescue experts decided that they needed to get a person down there with her as soon as possible. And then they would turn their attention on how they were going to get her out of the well. And the plan worked. Eventually, you all know, Jessica was rescued. Now, how does that rescue of Jessica McClure relate to what I have to say to you this evening? When people like you and me get serious about dealing with that nagging sin, when we get serious about spiritual growth, when we get serious about a spiritual adventure, and when we decide to take the first step, we admit that we have problems that make our lives unmanageable. And we turn to God and we say, God, I need help with this problem. I need help with this problem, God. Then if you do that, you might feel as though you're free falling. In a sense, you really are. We're out of control in a way. We no longer live the way we are used to living. And the old ways just don't work anymore. So if we're gonna get serious about this, if we're gonna take on this little trip and take on this little nagging sin in our lives, we need to get a plan of attack. We need to get a plan of attack. I'm a former Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine, and we always had to have a plan of attack, an avenue of approach, and all that good stuff. So I've got a battle plan for us tonight. I was waiting for a oorah from Tony, but I didn't hear it, so I guess he is officially retired now. You hear that, right? But it's at this crucial point that we need to get another, if we're going to move forward, it's at this crucial point that we need to get another human being alongside of us in that well. We got to get somebody down there with us as soon as possible. We need to get someone next to us before we give up and fall back into our old sinful lifestyle. The scripture that I'm going to be talking about this evening is James 5:16. It's one of my favorite scripture verses. James 5:16. It says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. I sure know that prayer of a righteous woman is powerful and effective. My wife prayed for me for years and years. I've got a little saying at Celebrate Recovery. And if you're praying for somebody in your life, don't give up. That little saying is, don't quit before the miracle happens. Don't quit before the miracle happens. Because if somebody would have told me 10 years ago, it amazes me what God is doing in my life today. I mean, it really amazes me what God is doing in my life today. I'm the guy that was out spending all my money on alcohol and doing other things and things that I was totally consumed with George Bowles. I lived for me. Even after I was married and had children. Even after I started coming to this church, I was consumed with me. But my wife never gave up on me, and I want to thank her tonight. Where are you at? There you are. Thank you, baby. We'll be celebrating 24 years this August, and she deserves the world, and I can't afford it, but I'll give her what I can. I love you, baby. Thank you. But let me give you a quick definition of insanity. This is a definition that we use quite a bit around Celebrate Recovery. Insanity has been defined as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result each time. Did you hear that? Let me say that again. Insanity has been defined as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result each time. That's what I did. And if you've got a nagging sin in your life, you've got a pattern that happens before that sin comes along. I'll guarantee you, you do. And you're saying, yeah, yep, I know. You know exactly what transpires and how these little things fall into place before you do what you do. And the same thing for me. When I was drinking and doing all the other things that I was doing, there was a pattern that the biggest thing was idle time. Or, more importantly, time away from my wife and my family where I could do what I wanted to do. I knew that was the pattern. And I knew if I kept doing the same thing over and over again, nothing was going to change. And I couldn't understand why things didn't change. Well, I kept doing the same thing over and over again. It's called insanity. Well, it's time tonight we're going to start talking about some things that we can do a little bit different for a positive change in our lives. Anybody that ever comes to Celebrate Recovery and has heard me speak know I love acrostics. I'm an acrostic kind of guy. And tonight's acrostic is CONFESS, C-O-N-F-E-S-S. Excuse me. CONFESS. The C is confess your shortcomings and resentments and sins. If you're taking notes, don't try to get it all down at once. I'll come back and touch on each of these. O is obey God's directions. N is no more guilt. F is face the truth. E is ease the pain. The first S is stop the blame. And the second S is start accepting God's forgiveness. The first C, or the C in confess, is confess. Confess your shortcomings, confess your resentments, confess your sins. Does anybody know what the definition of a resentment is? I've got my sponsor in my organization, in CR, has given me a great definition of resentment and how resentment affects you. Let's say that I'm resentful for something Pastor Dave has done. Pastor Dave's done something to upset me, and I am angry about it. And every single time I see him, I get more angry about it. And this is the effect of resentment. Every time I see Pastor Dave, it's like me taking a mouthful of poison, waiting for it to affect Dave. He's sleeping fine at night. He's sleeping fine. That's the definition of a resentment. So the C is confess your shortcomings, your resentments, and sins. God wants us to come clean. And to admit that wrong is wrong and that we're guilty as charged. And we need to own up to our own sins. For the person who confesses, shame is over and reality has have begun. Proverbs 28:13 tells us, he who conceals his sins does